Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All I know is that some of these other presidents of the modern era might be looking at some serious consequences for Iran right now in regards to the Iran-backed Houthis firing missiles at commercial shipping and at our own U.S. vessels. But, you know, that might be, I don't know, something that might have happened in the yesteryear now, I guess, but not these days. But, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be on the program and opine this morning. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we're glad that you're there. And we really appreciate a lot of the great messages that we're getting, a lot of the great response that we're getting. It really does just make us feel so good here at the program, everybody involved in it. And so keep them coming, folks, because we are building this show for you. And once again, we're glad you're there, 949-822-7959. Somebody else who we're glad is there is, of course, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning again. And, you know, right before we hit the break, right before the top of the hour news, you were talking about a gentleman who you sent a text message to who was formerly in the CIA at some point, you were saying?
And he's still, even to this day, and gone a long time, but still to this day, maintains a K clearance, which is the top security clearance that you can have, and it generally has to do with weapons of mass destruction. So anyway, he and his wife are retired. But I sent him a message yesterday, and I said, do you agree with withdrawing our troops from Iraq and Syria? Because there's a whole lot of chatter out there that says, just get out of the Middle East. You know, just get our military out of the Middle East because they're coming under attack by the Houthis and Iran and so forth and so on. And he said no. And I was so gratified to hear that. But, you know, the cut and run. Let's just get out. Well, then who's gonna take over? Who's going to ensure that Al-Qaeda isn't back on the map, or Islamic State, or the, you know what I'm saying? I mean, can we, you, do you want to depend on Germany for that? Because I don't. So I was really gratified. And then I went a little bit deeper on this Iran thing. And I'd like to tell the listeners out there to do a search on what is known as ATOMS, A-T-O-M-S, ATOMS for Peace. Now, what is that? It was such a big deal during the Eisenhower administration that there was actually a stamp, a postage stamp, promoting ATOMS for Peace. It was 3 cents at the time to mail something. So,
right, exactly. What was, oh, yeah.
Well, it was the United States was literally providing at the time. Because I think we're going back to 1957 or so. But we were helping Iran develop a nuclear program for power. So we gave them the technology that we had at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We gave them the technology that we had at the time for a nuclear program. And it was called ATOMS for Peace. Swell. Then comes the Iran Revolutionary Revolution, And so in 1967, we supplied Iran with a 5-megawatt nuclear research reactor, along with highly enriched uranium. Then came the revolution, and we stopped doing that.
Well, sure.
Okay. But, I mean, who's at fault on this whole thing to start with? We are.
Well, but the world was different, and the outlook for the future.
Yeah. They have fighter jets. They have some of, they bought some of our fighter jets, but they're old now. But they still use them, and tanks and so forth. So, I mean, it was a very different time then. But I just want to put things in historical context, because if there is a conflict with Iran, we do have the upper hand, but the question is, are we going to fix this thing with Iran? I mean, think of the billions and billions of dollars that we have spent dealing with Iran in one form or another when we haven't finished the job. And the same thing, would we have had Al-Qaeda? Would we have had a nuclear program with the billions of dollars that we spent trying to do a comprehensive plan of action with them?
Well, but
the Houthis and the rest, you know.
Right. Well, but generally speaking, though, with what's the history, of course, with our involvement pre-Islamic Revolution, so what you're saying is they've already got material. I mean, even if they wanted not necessarily make a nuclear bomb out of it, but they could sure make a radiological device without any problem if that already exists within their confines.
Well, between 94 and 96, everybody remembers AQ Khan. AQ Khan gave Iran components for 500 centrifuges and the designs for P2 centrifuges. Well, they in 2004 they already had the advanced centrifuges designed and so forth. So then we had to go through the Stuxnet thing.
Right, and they tried to slow them down. And we're going to come up on the break here in just a moment, Denise. But when we come back, well, let's continue this. And then in terms of regime change, is it an all-out war scenario, or is there other ways to accomplish that? And if the regime does fall, then what happens next? Just a little light discussion coming up, folks. Stay right there. We have a lot more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you. We're going to be right back. No, we're not going to go all the way to Kathmandu, but we will be right back. Stay right there.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Welcome back as we continue through the Tuesday edition of the program. And, you know, I was trying to come up during the break. I was trying to come up with something that would even top George Santos and many of his embellishments, shall we say. I don't know. I'd be pretty hard-pressed to come up with an embellishment. I don't know. So, but at any rate, folks, they were pretty bizarre. All right, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number. We do have a couple of callers holding on patiently here, but let's bring back Denise Simon here real quick. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Don't forget, folks, go over there and check out her great articles that she has and the other materials as well. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I kind of loaded up some questions on the other side of the break, but let's, if it's okay, let's head over to, let's get a couple of callers in here real quick. We'll come back to that here in just a minute, but let's find out what's on people's minds this morning. We're going to start with Joe in Sarasota. Joe in Sarasota, you're on with Denise Simon. Good morning, and how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Good morning. In regards to the Israeli-Palestine conflict, if the media was about the truth, they would be covering Mossad, Hassan, Youssef. Your thoughts, Denise?
Good question. Yassan,
I didn't hear the last part. They would be covering what, please?
Hassan, Youssef?
Yes.
Oh,
okay, gotcha. Okay, yeah, we got a little bit of a noisy connection there, Joe in Sarasota, but yeah, I think Denise heard that. So go ahead, Denise.
Tell me what it is again. Make sure I heard it right.
Okay, Joe in Sarasota, what was the name of the person you're talking about?
Mossad Hassan Youssef.
Oh, that's much clearer now. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you know his name. Okay, Denise.
I'm taking it. That's one, the son of the one of the Hamas leaders. Is that right?
He is the son of the Hamas founder, who basically has he was in prison. He saw how evil the Palestinians were towards their own people, the Hamas prisoners, and he worked for the Mossad. He's worked for Shin Bet, and he's become a Christian, and he has basically been all over podcasts, but the media totally ignores him because he would change so many people's minds in regards to the truth about Hamas.
Yeah, look, we see snippets of, I've seen a few snippets of what he's trying to, you know, his messaging and what he's trying to tell out there. And he is being minimized by the media. And I, you know, I've said it a couple of times, and that is that Israel has a very different story that they need to be telling. And that is, you know, the conditions that Israel has lived in for since its inception, and who is really behind all of the unrest. And I would argue that the Middle East is never going to be a region that's going to be at peace. It's not possible because of the Palestinians. Now, not all Palestinians, but the Palestinian Islamic Jihad and its offshoots. You know, you've got these factions that have been married with Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran. And, you know, we can go back to, what was the program, BDS, Boycott, Divest, and Sanction, which was kind of a precursor operation to destroy Israel, to what we are seeing today, the Students for Justice for Palestine. So this is all about money. And it's about power, and it's permeating through universities and TikTok and the rest of them. So having said all that, Israel does not want the land back in Gaza, and I think that's right. I think it needs to be a buffer zone. But Israel does want to have the authority and the power over Gaza. Over that, because they can't rely on Egypt, they can't rely on Jordan, they can't rely on Saudi Arabia, and that's a fact. So, what happens now? Well, you know, everybody's talking about going back to the whole two-state solution kind of thing, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that won't work.
It's just not. And I mean, with Gaza, it was essentially not that it was a formal state, but it was already a solution that didn't work. And you can look at the unrest in the Golan Heights. You can look at the unrest in the West Bank. We eliminate Hamas. Okay, good, done. But do you ever eliminate? Have we ever eliminated Al Qaeda? Have we ever eliminated Islamic State? The answer to that is no.
Well, no, and of course, then there's going to be the ongoing hatred, because this is all based on hatred of Israel, hatred of the Jews, and so, yes, you can root out Hamas for a security purpose, but you're right, the underlying problem is going to come back, whether it comes back tomorrow or in 10 years.
It's never going to go away.
Exactly.
That's right. It's just it's not going to go away, period. So, you know, I appreciate the work the Sun is trying to do, and I think I appreciate the messaging. I'm happy for that. He is a known entity with what he has to say and what he has to offer. I think what he's telling the public is probably a little bit different than the conversations that he's having with Israel's intelligence apparatus, and that's fine. We don't need to know everything inside the Israel's intelligence apparatus, or even what's happening with their war cabinet.
Noticed how the media is totally ignoring him? You know, I mean, I'm not surprised, but because that would change the whole narrative if they heard what he had to say, because it's so powerful.
It is.
And how could they discredit him? He is the son of the founder. He was involved. He went to prison. He hated Israel. And then all of a sudden, in his heart, he realized right and wrong. And he calls them savages. He calls them for what they are, Hamas. And I would just encourage everyone, if they're not familiar with him, to check out his podcast. He was in West Palm Beach at a synagogue and very powerful. And that's why the media ignores him, because he is powerful and it is the truth.
Very interesting.
Thank you, Denise.
Yeah, we appreciate the call, Joe.
He's right. And I would also say that Israel is trying through several channels to get these videos. And I get them every day, by the way, from these GoPros. They're trying to literally tell the story, but that part of the story. But who in the media is listening?
Right, right.
You know, do you have the BBC or the MSNBC or, you know, Al Jazeera? No.
Well, but what Joe was talking about is right on the money, though. A lot of times you have to have a change of heart, right? You have to have something that changes in the individual. In order to stop hating, right? Stop wanting to destroy others.
And because those people do have a change of heart, they're an exception.
Right.
And you also can't legislate behavior.
Right.
You can't legislate emotions. You can't legislate against hate. You can try, but, you know.
Well, again, I mean, even in our own country, the big That's political right. hot issue is abortion. Well, you know, either you're going to change people's minds and hearts, but you're going to have a very difficult time with the legislative side of it politically. Again, it goes down to the individual. Yeah.
Correct.
Exactly right. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to hit the break here in just a little bit. We've got another caller holding on, so Backgammon Bob, if you can hold on across the break, we sure appreciate it, because that'll give you more time and Denise more time to respond to you. But Denise, again, just in the, we've got about 30 seconds, you know, is there a way to do regime change in Iran without having it be a protracted military conflict? You know, how do you bring that about?
That's a very good question. The only thing you know is you need to give the power back to the Iranian people, and they've tried that. And it was especially true under the Trump administration with Mike Pompeo, trying to give the attention to the Iranian people, because they're tired of living under this, especially the younger ones that I think their unemployment is like at 45% or 50%. And they don't want to live under this. So you've got to give the power back to them. We can't do the regime change. We did it with the Shah of Iran. It didn't work out.
Exactly. All right, Denise Simon, hold on there real quick, folks. Stay right there, because we have a lot more to talk about as we race through this Tuesday edition. We're glad you're there. We're here. We're still here. And we're coming right back. I promise.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Israeli and Hamas are in some of the fiercest fighting of the two-month-old war, including room-to-room. Israel launched its offensive in the south while trying to finish its operations around Gaza City. The Israeli military has cornered Hamas fighters in two of their last strongholds in the northern Gaza Strip and the city of Jabalia, immediately to the north. 4 Republican presidential hopefuls will take the stage tomorrow night for the 4th GOP primary debate. It will be the smallest debate stage yet and comes just over a month away from the Iowa caucuses. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie all qualify for the debate in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The debate will be broadcast or streamed on all News Nation platforms. It will also be streamed live on Rumble. Lance Pry, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are continuing through this Tuesday edition as we go across the overnight hours in America. Welcome back to everybody listening. And thanks to our callers this morning. Thanks to everybody out there who's communicating with us. We sure do appreciate it. And once again, folks, let's get right back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
We do have Backgammon Bob, who's been holding very patiently indeed, on the line here. So let's go ahead and bring in Backgammon Bob. I know he's got a question or comment for you. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes. As far as Iran goes, I think it comes down to one of two things. Either we've got to cut and run out of the whole region or thing, or we've got to go full speed ahead. Because basically it comes down to one thing. You got to kill them in the spring or they'll bite you in the fall. In other words, it's going to come sooner or later, and we've got to tackle it now. Otherwise, they're going to become a full-fledged nuclear power. And even one of the things that they could do right now is, I believe they do have ICBMs, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Well, they have a space program, too.
Yes. So in other words, they could launch something and have it come over the United States. Is that correct?
Well, look, I mean, you can drive a nuclear weapon on the ground. I mean, it doesn't have to, you know, be attached to some kind of...
That's not what I'm getting at. But the point I'm getting at is they have an ICBM that's operational that can fly over to the United States to some point or other. Is that right?
Not yet. I mean,
that would be a strategic. They don't think they have a strategic capability.
Yeah, they don't have a long range. They have short range.
Okay, well, if they have a space program or whatever, if they could get a nuclear device to explode over this country, EMP might be the most dangerous thing that they could do, and if they have enough time to develop it.
Correct. Absolutely.
That's the most economical, easiest thing to do that would cause the most problems for this country. It would totally devastate our country if they were to have a successful, which takes, I believe, something on the order of a 1 megaton bomb, if I'm not mistaken on that one. And so if we let them, and I believe they have quite a few submarines, don't they?
They have small ones. They have about 30 small ones, a 2-man to a 6-man crew.
Okay, so they don't have full-fledged real submarines then, okay.
No.
I didn't realize that. But I do think that we have to, and we've got the perfect excuse now because now they've attacked our stuff, the Houthis and stuff. That's just like a declaration of war. They're attacking us through their surrogates.
Precisely.
And their surrogates can be, and it can all be traced back to them.
Well, you know, something that Jake Sullivan said at the press briefing room, he said, well, these are ships, they're not U.S. flagged ships that were targeted with these missiles from the Houthis. But I'm wondering kind of what difference does that make, because as you're pointing out, Backgammon Bob, you've got, you know, they're actually trying to target our ships as well. But my question to Denise...
It's not like they're not really trying, you know.
That's right, yeah. So what do you think, Denise? I mean, can we just respond, take out their capabilities in Yemen, or what do you think?
Well, I mean, to listen to Secretary Lloyd Austin, which, you know, I mean, we're back to that word gaslighting. You know, they say they haven't determined if these missiles from the Houthis were aimed at the target of the USS Kearney. So it isn't just about cargo ships. I mean, we have ships in the water. And they want to gaslight us and tell us that, you know, it wasn't really against any of our naval assets. Come on, dude.
Denise?
Yes.
Denise, there's another thought. If China wants to go ahead and work on Taiwan, what's to prevent China from shipping some nice ICBMs right over to Iran?
Nothing.
Or telling them how to make them?
Nothing. Or North Korea? Nothing.
Nothing at all is to prevent
nothing
that.
Nothing at all.
So that's why I think we've got to kill them in the spring before they bite us in the fall. Simple as that.
I'm with you. I'm with you, dude. I'm ready for a surge. Remember the surge that we had? I'm ready for a surge.
Well, at the very least, to try to take away a lot of their capabilities or to make them much more isolated. And that's what really gets to me, is that Iran was being successfully isolated more or less during the Trump administration. And then when you get John Kerry and Joe Biden back in place, then they can kind of go gangbusters again on trying to get this nuclear deal done.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I asked my husband last night, because we don't hear anything about this. We do these sanctions. Do other countries do sanctions? I never hear about France has sanctioned them, or Italy, or Germany, or Britain. I never hear of that. You know, so what other sanctions are out there, you know, from other countries?
If we're such a great economic power, why don't we tell them, if you don't sanction them, we'll sanction you, and they won't like it.
Well, precisely. And then the Iranian ships, their cargo ships where they're shipping oil, okay, who's insuring them? Go to those insurance companies and say, we're not, you know, don't insure these tanker ships.
This is why we need a real leader in our country,
precisely,
not brain dead Biden.
Precisely.
We need a real leader. I don't care whether it's DeSantis, Trump, Nikki Haley, somebody that has some oomph to them that will go out and do these things. Otherwise, we are just going to slowly deteriorate.
Well, yes.
Yeah, you bring up a great point, because another Biden, whoever's running the show behind the scenes of Joe Biden anyway, another 4 years of that, and we've got super big problems on our hands, right, Denise?
Absolutely.
Well, I think the guy behind Biden has a prayer rug hidden in his closet somewhere.
What was that?
He said, yeah, go ahead, say that again, Backgammon Bob.
I said, I think the guy behind Biden has a prayer rug hidden in his closet.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you never know. Where do the loyalties lie? What are the dynamics of why this inexplicable sort of move to try to not just legitimize Iran, but to build them up at a time when they really need to be, taken down notches, or as I said, just encircled or cut off basically from being able to do whatever they're trying to do. Because, by the way, just real briefly, Denise, at some point, and now Israel's not going to be able to take on Iran all by itself, but do you think they would ever do some strikes if they
thought? Well, that's not exactly true.
Okay.
Can Israel do something that hits Iran's oil refineries? Yes.
Right, and then strike.
Can there be a major cyber attack, Stuxnet Part 2? Yes. Can they hit the oil tanker ships? Yes. They don't need us. But, we have such dominion over the way Israel performs militarily. And I see that Netanyahu and the war cabinet of Israel is pushing back on the United States, pretty much saying, just get out of the way. Just leave us alone. We got this. And I think Israel has some interesting assets over the years that we don't know, we little people out here don't know about, our intelligence apparatus may. If I was Israel saying to Europe and to the United States, you're either with us or you're against us. You remember that one?
Denise?
Yeah, from George Bush. You're either with us or you're against us.
Denise, don't the mullahs run Iran?
Sure.
Then why can't we strike at the mullahs? And most of the people are against the mullahs, from what I understand it.
Well, we don't do assassinations. Israel can.
We better start. That's all I know to tell you.
Well, we're going to start heading to the break here in just a moment. So back in and by.
Right.
Yeah, we appreciate the call very much, and we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
All right,
take care. Backgammon Bob, everybody. Well, that's right. Again, it's like how do you affect a regime change, but do it in such a way that the end results...
Mullahs aren't billionaires themselves, so we know where their money is, too. Why haven't we frozen it?
Good question. Good question indeed. And again, it's this sort of bizarre sort of... tipping the hat to the Iranian regime. It just seems like it's pretty cut and dried. And what Backgammon and Bob was talking about, yeah, we do need a leader who can do that. And maybe we need somebody who they don't know how to predict. And so maybe they'll stop doing some of the things they're doing. But Denise Simon, thanks again. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
Right. Good morning. Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. And folks, when we come back, we're going to have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Much more. Taking your telephone calls too. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We're coming right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, we are back. As promised, as advertised, we're here. And, folks, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program or if you have a question for our next guest, of course, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can also hear Chris right here on AM 860 The Answer, our home station, at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, Saturday mornings, 5 p.m. Sundays. Again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. And once again, welcome back, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, you know, there's so many different things going on. Before we get to the economy, what do you make of these missile attacks against the ships in the Red Sea? It just seems like it's coming at us from all sides at this point.
Well, I mean, I think that they were expecting that to happen from some of the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. And, again, it's, you know, we're shooting the drones out of the sky, but, I think that, you know, much of this it being dealt with the right way, just got to hope it doesn't escalate to any sort of degree. But, again, I think that they expected this. They expected some of the proxies in that region to be, you know, shooting off what they were. Again, it's a very it's one of the most busiest shipping channels in the world, so they got to obviously keep that free and open, and it's obviously an extra danger right now and an extra cost. But again, this is some of the side effects of what's taking place that I think we're going to be dealing with for some time.
Well, indeed, and obviously, as you said, the shipping lanes, if they get messed up, then that would have a huge effect, obviously, especially the transport of oil, this kind of thing. But, I did see as well that J.P. Morgan looks like they're saying that next year, could be some bad things in the offing, basically.
I didn't see the report.
They're predicting a grim outlook basically for the stock market next year. They're saying it could go down about 8% over the course of 2024.
Well, for the overall market, that's not a big move. I mean, when they always say it could, it could do a lot of things. It could go down 15%. It could go down 20%. It could also go up. I think that you'll probably see a little bit of volatility next year because I think the economy is weakening. I just think that the flip side is I think, everybody's going to be expecting the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates, towards the latter part of this coming spring into next summer. I think that, might goose the market to some degree on that end. Again, it's not just the indices. You got to look to buy quality. You got to look to buy companies that you feel that are on sale. And most certainly you got to look for companies that are paying you to own them, dividend-based companies. A lot happens. Again, we've got an election year as well, and that will also affect the markets in regards to, who's leading and winning and what people expect to be happening next.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned about the election because soon we'll be in 2024. It'll sort of like be here. It'll really be front and center. But sometimes the economy also moves in cycles. And as a political party, you can be a beneficiary of that cycle in the sense that you could say, hey, look, things are getting bad right now. So it's the other political party, or the political party can say, look, things are getting better. So we did that, So to some degree, there is a little bit of that cyclical nature, isn't there?
Yes and no. I think right now, I don't think people are paying as much attention to the stock market as they are their pocketbook and what they're paying. I think that's kind of, front and center. The Biden administration has begun. You don't see them mentioning it anymore. They've kind of given up on Bidenomics because they know that not selling anymore. So it's kind of like I saw Biden do it last week, kind of pivoting on this right now. And he pivoted to blaming corporations for higher prices and saying that, corporate America is gouging consumers and they need to bring their prices down. So you've got to find some sort of straw man out there to deflect on, because the whole Bidenomics pitch just not working anymore.
Well, exactly right. In fact, I just saw a headline earlier that even in Scranton, evidently they're not too happy with Bidenomics. And of course also, as you said, the pocketbooks are so important, and people are going to be spending a little bit more than they typically do. In the run-up to the holidays through November and December, obviously. And, it seems to me that they're going to start feeling that pinch a lot more because they've also got to do things like, go to the store and stuff like that. Put on top of that a bunch of Christmas gifts is going to get a lot harder.
Well, yeah, it's always a little bit more difficult at, this time of year, unless, people prepared for it. But, that's why. We know that the prices have been going up for some time, and, if you have to adjust, your Christmas gift giving, you do that. And, there's nothing wrong with that based upon what's going on in the economy. And, it's always been the idea of, the thought that matters most. If your relationships are based upon the type of gifts that you give or how expensive it is, something's wrong.
Well said. No, well said indeed, because a lot of times, yeah, that's not what the holidays really are truly all about. But, you know, we see the lines around the corner or this kind of thing, or they're having the sale on big screen TVs or stuff like that. And it becomes a little news item, especially on local news broadcasts. But yeah, it's sometimes you look at it and you go, well, this is a little too far out, you know, for me. But generally speaking, you know, we hear all kinds of things. There'll be a recession next year, 50% of a recession and so forth. But can you really see the tea leaves that way? Because, again, it seems to me that there's a lot of messaging involved in these predictions because, again, it does affect the political landscape. Because if you want to campaign on the economy's bad, or you want to campaign on the economy's getting better.
I think that the Biden administration is going to have to campaign on that they think that, you know, things are heading in the right direction and they're better and inflation is coming down and, you know, they've done all these wonderful things for the economy. And I think that they're going to, you know, basically, like I said, pivot to some degree and going after, evil corporations, and it's their fault, and, we got to go after them and, you know, tax the rich, mentality that they're going to have to pull out right now. It's, I mean, it's an old playbook. That's worked for them, and they'll probably go to it again. You know, right? But they're going to have to do, because again, people are not buying the whole Bidenomics bit.
Well, even Gavin Newsom the other night in his debate with Ron DeSantis with Sean Hannity on Fox News, you know, he was asked about why gas in California is so much more expensive than other places around the country, and he immediately went to saying, "Yeah, we're being gouged by oil companies." Do you find that that's, you know, really the case? Is he half-truthing this, or what do you think?
There's no half-truth. That's the most ridiculous thing ever. How are they being gouged by oil? It's a global oil market. A barrel of oil, you want to go out and buy it. It's anybody can. You know, it's what they are charging locally there and taxes and what is added on. The government makes more on a gallon of gasoline than any oil company is making, a hell of a lot more. I mean, the margins are extraordinary. And again, I remember back in the 1970s where they actually showed you at the gas station what your state and local taxes were on the board outside the gas station. They don't do that anymore. People just see the price. They fail to realize, you know, they should do is say, okay, this is what the price of the actual gasoline is. This is what the federal government's you're paying in tax. This is what you're paying to the feds. This is what you're paying to the state. And this is what you're paying to your local municipality. That's why gasoline is so expensive in California. It's taxes.
Well, indeed. But it seemed very disingenuous by him to, again, try to deflect, because DeSantis or Sean Hannity, I forget who asked the question about it, you know, just kind of had him dead to rights. It's really difficult to explain that in California without going down the road to say, yeah, we're taxing the heck out of everybody. And by the way, we don't really ever fix the roads. I can tell you that.
Well, again, that's going to be an issue as well, is that, you know, you're going to have to start charging, you know, California's push for electric vehicles there. They're not paying the taxes that go into, you know, help repairing the roads, and they're going to have to start charging people extra money in regards to registration and whatnot. And I wouldn't be surprised in California that you'll probably see a mileage tax.
Indeed, yeah, that's exactly what they're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to head in that direction. I mean, you have to come up with the money for the road summit.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website, everybody. Thanks again, Chris, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks. All right, folks, everybody, stay right there. We're coming right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com
including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.